guess the first question has to be, how's the back? Because obviously that put the stoppers on what you were doing, didn't it?
Yeah, that was my biggest challenge, I think, really, kind of facing up to the fact that I couldn't continue with the race through a back injury. I actually slipped a disc, and although I tried in New Zealand to get treatment to get better for the next leg, I had to miss out that short leg between New Zealand and Australia, and then I flew to Australia to get more treatment, but it was never going to be, and I was never going to be fit enough to go and to take part in the race. So I flew home to the UK and had a back operation. I'm recovering now, and it's much better. I had a slight relapse, so that set me back again. So, the first part of this year, the first 6 months, have been quite frustrating for me, really. And I, for one, will be glad when this race is over, because I do feel the urge to exercise the whole thing out of my system. And now, once the boat finishes today, the race is over, and everybody's the same as me, you know. There is no more race. So, I'll be looking forward to this day, really.
I think your toast just arrived, hasn't it? So, you'll have a little munch there.
No, that's all right, come on.
It must be immensely disappointing and immensely frustrating when something like this happens, really, mustn't it?
Yeah, but I think, you know, what you learn on the race and what the race is all about, it's about dealing with those kind of situations where you are under extreme pressure, you are, you know, life's not that easy, and it certainly isn't that easy on the boat. And so I think you have to find a way of dealing with it. And for me, I kind of looked at it as though I would look at something on the boat, a problem on the boat, and it was, yeah, okay, my back's bad, I've had to retire from the race, but it's all experience, and I don't know, the one thing the race has taught me is it's taught me to kind of deal with things in a much, get a much more sort of real perspective about it, really, and that's what you can do, take store from it and carry on and you know, live life each day as it comes, right?
Why did you want to do the race in the first place? I mean, we associate you with telly, don't we? I suppose we know that people have another life apart from that.
Sure, I'm not one of those people that was ever a kind of, you know, an ultra yacht race or anything like that. I dabbled around with boats and I like it and I enjoyed it. I've certainly never been sort of ocean racing before. And the opportunity came up through my association with Commercial Union. And they said, would you like to go on our boat? And I was, you know, I thought, well, and I was originally going to do one leg, and it was just too much of an opportunity to turn down. And it's something I come from a long line of seafaring folk on my mother's side from the North Coast. And at home I've got my great-grandfather's old spyglass, you know, his old long 3-foot spyglasses. So I've always had it in there, and I've always had a fascination with sail and the sea. And so it just felt right to do it. And I was also, that time, London's burning, I was ready to give up and leave and do something else and work on several other projects, and it all seemed to be the right time. Having said that, you know, I've come back and it's all not the right time.
And you left London's burning rather dramatically, didn't you?
Yeah, well, that was ironic, really, because I left, you know, I haven't even seen the episode where I left, because the race started on the day that episode went out. So as I sailed out of Southampton, I was killed in London's burning, so it was quite strange, really, and I've never seen it. And
but there, of course, is Challenge 2000. Is that tempting?
Challenge 2000. Well, it's one of those things, really. I've done the yacht racing bit, and there is a part of me that would like to sneak back and do that bit of Southern Ocean I haven't done. And yeah, it's nice to say you've sailed around the whole of the world, but I kind of think I'd like to move on to something else now. I'd like a sort of new challenge, something different, really. I rather fancy something like the Camel Trophy. You know, where they drive through the jungles and things like that. Perhaps something on dry land, or even maybe sort of a little bit up Everest, just to get out there.
Your grandfather will be turning his grave here in this, you know. You're obviously a very adventurous sort then, aren't you?
I think so, but the trouble is, you know, I'm getting a bit old and creaky now, and obviously the back didn't hold up that time, so that's the problem, you see. It's kind of, you've got to be pretty fit to do all that sort of stuff, and for me it's about getting, you know, trying to get fit again and stuff, so.
Generally, though, if we look at the challenge and what it represents, what do you think it represents for people? How would you endorse the global challenge?
I think it represents a chance for people to go out and find something out about themselves. And that, you know, if you're 21 or you're 51, you'll find something out. You'll find a lot out about yourself. And I think these people will come back from this race now. And it's very hard to integrate back into normal life after being conditioned the way they've been, away from home for 10 months. But you do ask yourself a lot of questions. You have a lot of time on your hand to ask yourself where you are, who you're doing, where you're going, where you're from and stuff like that. And I think now they'll come back, and there's an awful lot of time for reflection now, thinking about what they've done and what they've learned from the boat and how they've dealt with people and everything and the hardships. From that point of view, it's a huge, it changes your life massively, really.
You know, I was quite envious of crowds that were here first thing this morning, knocking about the champagne, because there was such an intense closeness about them all, of a great achievement that they'd achieved together, and you feel very much an outsider when you're watching that.
It is a phenomenal achievement. You know, there aren't that many people who've actually sailed around the world, really, when you think about it. They're very, very few.
Let alone raced.
Yeah, let alone raced. And I always think of Time and Tide. It'd be great to see Time and Tide come in. I mean, they will be the first disabled crew to ever sail around the world, which is unthinkable, really. It would have been years ago. But, you know, tremendous achievement for them. And I think, you know, we've had them in the race the whole way around, and they've always been a yardstick to sort of measure it by, really. But.
Well, good luck with the back recovery.
Thank you.
And the camels.
Yeah, I'm swimming 100 lengths a day at the moment, so I'm still kind of used to water. I'm still about in water, so I'll probably have to do a few more months of that, and I'll hopefully be a lot better. Thanks.